We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Inauguration Day, winning, yes. And here at the same time, you've got this useless piece of crap in the White House, this befuddled Biden, who's run by the Marxists of the today's Democratic Party. Issuing pardons, preemptive pardons, which the word doesn't even exist in the Constitution, to cover everybody's ass because he is saying all these people are guilty of sin. Dimitri was, well, he's not actually saying Dimitri was right about everything, but he might as well have been. Otherwise, why issue preemptive pardons? The word just came out this morning about Fauci gets a preemptive pardon. Milley, who worked with the communist Chinese, saying, I'll give you a heads up. If President Trump wants to do anything, you'll know about it first. He gets a preemptive pardon. Everybody connected with the January 6th Fed surrection show trials, the kangaroo courts, and the putting these patriots into these federal gulags, they all get pardons, preemptive pardons. The question, of course, is if they've done nothing wrong, why give them any kind of pardon, let alone a preemptive one? What the hell does preemptive pardon even mean? Before we get to the local issue here regarding the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Which is the lack of any trash hauling in Belmont County by Kimball. It's unbelievable what Kimball is, what their customers are saying about Kimball. It's absolutely unbelievable. Doesn't surprise me at all because I'm on a street where I have Ohio Valley Waste Systems, Dwayne Pelick, who is wonderful, local guy, in Shadyside, Dilly's Bottom, wonderful people, Dwayne and John and Lee and Moochie and all the rest, fantastic people, great service. But almost all of my neighbors are using Kimball. And the garbage that's been piled up on our street, we got a very nice street. Looks like we're living in Haiti. And the people on Facebook, the St. Clairsville's groups are losing their minds over this. And I keep reminding all of them, well, just use Ohio Valley Waste Systems. That's who I personally endorse. He's my client. I use them. They're fantastic. Never a problem. Never a problem. So we're going to be addressing that. And tomorrow, Dwayne Pelick's going to be here talking about trash hauling in Belmont County, including the Barnesville area and the St. Clairsville area. It's unbelievable what is happening in this day and age that we cannot get, that for my neighbors, they can't get top quality garbage hauling service in the year 2025. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Bob Passmore had a great post, on one of the St. Clairsville sites. And he dressed up his Kimball big plastic dumpster type thing to make it look like, I can't even do it justice, make it look like a little person. There are others who are trying to bribe the Kimball drivers with having boxes of beer or cases of beer, whatever, on top of the mounds and mounds of garbage that is not being collected by Kimball. It's an unbelievable story in Belmont County. So we're going to get to that. But first, to follow up on this preemptive pardon crap. I went to X Twitter. Excuse me a second, got a cough. Oh yeah, much better. Here's what President Joe Biden is saying about his preemptive pardons. It's going to make you nuts. Your head's going to explode. But this is direct quote here. This is his statement. Our nation relies on dedicated, selfless public servants every day. They are the lifeblood of our democracy. Yet alarmingly, public servants have been subjected to ongoing threats and intimidation for faithfully discharging their duties. How ironic is this? Huh? In certain cases, some have even been threatened with criminal prosecutions, including General Mark A. Milley, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the members and staff of the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. These public servants have served our nation with honor and distinction and do not deserve to be the targets of unjustified and politically motivated prosecutions. General Milley served our nation for more than 40 years, serving in multiple command and leadership posts and deploying to some of the most dangerous parts of the world to protect and defend democracy. As chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he guided our armed forces through complex global security threats and strengthened our existing allegiances while forging new ones. For more than half a century, Dr. Fauci served our country. He served countless lives. He saved countless lives by managing the government's response to pressing health crises, including HIV/AIDS, as well as the Ebola and Zika viruses. During his tenure as my chief medical advisor, he helped the country tackle a once-in-a-century pandemic. The United States is safer and healthier because of him. Again, this is President Joe Biden writing this. Because of Fauci, the United States is safer and healthier because of him. On January 6, 2001, American democracy was tested when a mob of insurrectionists attacked the Capitol in an attempt to overturn a fair and free election by force and violence. In light of the significance of that day, Congress established the Bipartisan Select Committee to investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol, to investigate and report upon the facts, circumstances, and causes of the insurrection. The Select Committee fulfilled this mission with integrity and a commitment to discovering the truth. Rather than accepting responsibility or accountability, those who perpetrated the January 6th attack have taken every opportunity to undermine and intimidate those who participated in the Select Committee in an attempt to rewrite history, erase the stain of January 6th for partisan gain, and seek revenge, including by threatening criminal prosecutions. Here's where it gets really good. This is Joe Biden now. I believe in the rule of law. And I am optimistic that the strength of our legal institutions will ultimately prevail over politics. But these are exceptional circumstances, and I cannot in good conscience do nothing. Baseless and politically motivated investigations wreak havoc on the lives, safety, and financial security of targeted individuals and their families. Even when individuals have done nothing wrong and, in fact, have done the right thing and will ultimately be exonerated, the mere fact of being investigated or prosecuted can irreparably damage reputations and finances. That is why I am exercising my authority under the Constitution to pardon General Mark A. Milley, Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, the members of the Congress and staff who served on the Select Committee and the U.S. Capitol and D.C. Metropolitan Police officers who testified before the Select Committee. The issuance of these pardons should not be mistaken as an acknowledgement that any individual engaged in any wrongdoing, nor should acceptance be misconstrued as an admission of guilt for any offense. Our nation owes these public servants a debt of gratitude for their tireless commitment to our country. That's the official statement of whoever was writing it for Joe Biden. The issuance of these pardons should not be mistaken as an acknowledgement that any individual engaged in any wrongdoing, well, then why get a preemptive pardon? Nor should acceptance be misconstrued as an admission of guilt for any offense. Well, why would anyone accept a pardon if he had done nothing wrong? None of this makes any sense. None of this makes any sense. He's saying, well, they didn't do anything wrong, but I'm going to give them pardons. And when they accept the pardons, that doesn't mean that they're admitting they did anything wrong. They're just accepting the pardon. It's like, what? Just stop and think here for a few seconds. Think about what all of this means. There are an awful lot of people in that January 6th thing, including that congressman who's now a United States senator from California, the one, the pencil neck geek. Liz Cheney, Adam Kitzinger, all the police officers, all the Capitol Police. Does that include Byrd, the guy who murdered Ashley Babbitt? Joe Biden is saying it doesn't mean these people did anything wrong. We just want to protect them from any prosecutions, because that could ruin their reputations and ruin them financially, you know, the way that we did to our political enemies, throwing so many patriots into the federal gulags. They had no problem doing that to us, or at least to our side. I mean, certainly not to us, not to me, but they had no problem doing that to our side. But then you've got this shameless, useless piece of crap saying these things. It's absolutely unbelievable. Even when individuals have done nothing wrong and in fact have done the right thing and will ultimately be exonerated, the mere fact of being investigated or prosecuted can irreparably damage reputations and finances. Which is exactly what they did to our side. It's going to be really interesting to see if every one of these people accepts these preemptive pardons. Because then the question is, if we had an honest press, which we don't, I mean, the legacy corporate media is dead, is what it is. The question, of course, then is, well, if you didn't do anything wrong, you certainly weren't charged with anything, why would you accept a pardon? To have everyone think that you're guilty? Do innocent people, think about this. Do innocent people need pardons? If Joe Biden said, Dimitri, I'm going to issue you a preemptive pardon. Anything that you've done for the past 10 years, we're just gonna give you a presidential preemptive pardon. You want to take it? Well, if I've done nothing wrong, I would say, yeah, I better take it just in case. That would be me. But most normal people would go, no, I'm innocent.